light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is the wonderful God, the only God who truly is God. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Amos chapter 7. Amos chapter 7 in the Old Testament of the Holy Bible. In the Holy Bible, in the Old Testament, Amos chapter 7. The reading begins at verse 1. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth. And lo, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repented for this, it shall not be, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, verse 4 now, Amos chapter 7, verse 4. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repented for this. This also shall not be, saith the Lord God. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel. For it is the king's chapel, And it is the king's court. Then answered Amos and said unto Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock. And the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, Prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Thy wife shall be as an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. Amos Chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. Opposition at the preaching of the Word of God. Opposition at the preaching of the Word of God. Our topic for today, opposition at the preaching of the Word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Opposition at the preaching of the Word of God. There is something about men and power that drives a chisel between the proper relationship that God has established with man. There is something about being in authority that can cause man to rise up against God. Yes, it is part of being in a state of unregeneration. Yes, it may be a part of selfishness, it may be pride, it may be arrogance, it may be forgetfulness, forgetting where one came from, forgetting how one got where he or she is. But throughout history, there has been something that has driven a wedge, a chisel, between the proper relationship of God and men in power, even the men that he, God, put in power. We've seen it through ancient history. We see it in modern history. Man gets into power and begins to think of himself almost as God. One might question, and one would never accuse God of making a mistake, but God made man in the image and likeness of God. Not to be God, but to be man existing in the image and likeness of God. Is it such that we are so much, so made so perfectly in the image and likeness of God, that it's almost natural for us to reach forth our hands and take, or at least try to take, of the forbidden fruit and be God. God himself saw the propensity of man from the earliest time of man's existence. God had to address it. And with perfection, he addressed it with his Son, Jesus Christ, who truly is God. Yet, even knowing all that, having more information, having more history, having more anecdotal proof of man's propensity to reach beyond the limits that God established for man, and try to take from the tree that God has forbidden, even though we know all that, even to this day, many of us go on trying to be God. That's why in this present world, at this moment, there are men and women who have derived philosophies and are espousing philosophies and are teaching and promoting philosophies that are contrary to the very word of Almighty God. In essence, they aspire to be God. Many of them know what God has said, and yet they have come to a point of saying, let's move on. Let's move beyond the word of God. Let's move beyond God. We don't even know whether or not there is a God, they would say. We don't know what has become of God. Where is God? Show me God, they would say. The propensity of man to move beyond God. And now, as in times past, we have the ministers of God, the true ministers, seeking to proclaim clearly, loudly, and in the hearing of as many as possible, the word of God. And just as Amos found, so find we now in the 21st century, so find we opposition at the word of God. Opposition at the preaching of the word of God. Opposition at the preaching of the word of God. Israel had already been in trouble, and those of you who are listening, you may say, well, the scripture spoke of Israel and Judah. Israel had already been in trouble. There had been sin in David's life. There had been sin in his son Solomon's life. Then there was a split of the nation between Rehoboam and Jeroboam. Israel split into a number of tribes, roughly 10. Then there was the southern kingdom. So then the northern kingdom was called Israel. The southern kingdom was called Judah. Judah was at Jerusalem. It had the temple. But Israel worshiped in other places. The woman at the well referred to worshiping in this mountain. And she said that, but they say that at Jerusalem is where we ought to worship. So it is important to see that there was a major split of the nation of Israel. The children of Abraham, Abraham whom God had called, whom God had blessed, whose descendants God had been with in Egypt and had brought them out of Egypt miraculously and had been with them and led them and fed them in the wilderness 40 years. And yet, they sinned so horribly that the nation was split. So now we see Amaziah saying to the king that Amos has conspired against you. And Amaziah saying the land cannot bear his words. Aren't we in a very similar situation now where they don't want to hear the words of preachers? They don't want us to preach. They would easily say, the land cannot bear our words. You all preach against lottery. The land cannot bear your words. You all preach against abortion. The land cannot bear your words. You all preach against fornication. The land cannot bear your words. You all preach against adultery. The land cannot bear your words. You all preach against the desolation or the desecration of the holy, and particularly of the desecration of the Lord's day. The land cannot bear your words. You all preach against homosexual activity. The land cannot bear your words. Isn't it so like now as it was then? Listen to what Amaziah said in Amos chapter 7, beginning reading at verse 10. And mind you, Amaziah is a priest. I'm telling you, there are preachers and elders and bishops and deacons and all kinds of holy people, quote unquote, today, who would say the congregation can't handle that. Why are you preaching that? The congregation is not ready for that. Why are you preaching that? We don't need that in here. Why are you preaching that? That is going to interfere with the success of this church. The congregation can't bear those words, Reverend. The congregation can't bear those words, Bishop. The congregation can't bear those words, Deacon. The congregation can't bear those words, Elder. Isn't it so like that today? Listen at what Amaziah said. Here, the priest. Listen to what he said. Amos chapter 7, verse 10. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive of their own land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. That's the priest speaking. The priest of God, quote unquote, telling the true man of God to get away from his preaching place, to leave the land that God had sent him to prophesy, and go south. He didn't say south, he said go to Judah. Go down to Bethlehem, go down to Jerusalem. Go down to Jerusalem, prophesy down there in the southern kingdom. But don't prophesy anymore here. And you see, Amaziah knew. He heard the word. You see, even the people that oppose us, they hear the word of God, but not really. They know what we said, but they don't take it to heart. They cast us aside. They kick us to the curb and act as if we are nothing, because somehow they know that the genuine prophet is a great threat to that one who is steeped in sin. Let us conclude now by reading Amos chapter 7, verses 14 through 17. Amos chapter 7, verses 14 through 17. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou saidst, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus saith the Lord, thy wife shall be as an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. Amos chapter 7, verses 14 through 17. Opposition at the preaching of the word of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, wonderful is thy word. Wonderful is thy ministry. Wonderful art thou. Thou art the great God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for confirming the truth of thy word, and confirming the truth of thy ministry. Thank you for what you did in Amos and what you did through Amos. And help every true prophet, every true preacher to take courage to speak and not hold his peace. Speak according to the word of God, that men and women, boys and girls may know what thus saith the Lord. Help us to understand that there will be, and always has been, opposition to the preaching of the word of God. There will be, there is, and always has been, opposition to the preaching of the word of God. But we have the assurance that you are with us. You have told us that you are with us. And we have the assurance that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Blessed Holy Spirit, with specificity in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and this is Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.
You've been true.